And it's not fair to put you on the spot like that, have you come call and then we make you do this. But consider this your family, and these are the sharings that really, really are important. And these tapes go out to ones who never can ever make it here. And they wait for these tapes, and this is a personal way of sharing what is coming through here too. And I think if you just repeated what these people had to say, what the purpose is over here, what they're doing over here, and what is really going on while America sleeps, it gets you one step closer to being understanding in who these players are.
Was there a place in Monterey that the Translanguage Institute, is it called, the same place that Gunther got some of his training years ago in languages, if I'm remembering that correctly?
Yeah, one of the first questions that I asked them is, what was their purpose in being here? As one of the young ladies spoke no English whatsoever. She spoke very, very good Ukrainian, and you know, fluent in Russian, which languages are both extremely similar. The other lady, Nina, is an actual teacher at the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, California. And her sole purpose here was to design a program of where Russian could be taught as a language, as a second language, to American military men, both enlisted and officers, for the joint Soviet-American ventures. That was her exact way of putting it to me, how much further it goes. She didn't really elaborate on it, other than that the maneuvers in the future would be a lot more extensive than what's actually being done right now. She did go into a little bit more detail about the facts of the classes being 6 hours per day, which is a lot of input into a language class. You know, most people, like myself, we can't tolerate, you know, an hour of a language class on a day, much less 6 hours. So it's a very intensified, it's a very structured, it's a very well-planned course where you can basically communicate in Russian to someone that you would have to communicate either commands, ideas, philosophies, scientific ideas, to on a regular basis with regards to what else they had in mind because of the courses. I have no idea, other than the fact that there are approximately 100 teachers doing 6 hours per day, 6 hours per week, and in a 6 week period of time, the Americans who are going through the program, the majority of them, she did mention, were CIA membership or CIA involvement. One of the comments that she made, which really threw me, but I tried not to show my surprise, was that the enlisted men were of higher clearance when it comes to CIA status than were the officers. And I mentioned this to several of the people during the week, some of whom have been in the military, and their feelings about this were that the lower level officers that have gone through the changeover in the public school training within America, that's still in a transition period even today, are more apt to eliminate those higher ranking officers that may still have some semblance of loyalty left to the nation, as a nation. This again is input that I've gotten for the week. I did mention my our experience in contacting these people to a lot of other people throughout the week. I travel extensively through a small community. And in an average week, I may get together with about 30 to 40 different people while I'm working on their car. That's what I do to feed my family. And I talk to people. Some people listen. Some people I know what I can say and how much I can talk to them about. And others I know just want to stop the conversation, sure. But you have feelings about people that of what you can discuss with them and what you can. And apparently, I don't know if it's a God-given gift, but I have the ability to discern what's right and what's wrong, who to say it to and who not to say it to. Otherwise, the encounter that I had on December the 23rd, where the district attorney of Santa Barbara County filed charges against me amounting to $3,500 in fines and a year and a half in jail, I would have never walked up to Laurie's door and said, do you have somebody that can help me? And since that time, I've learned a lot about a lot of things. I have no idea what all of this is for, but I know it has something to do with the future. And
sure does. You think it's strange you would be... Does anybody in here think it's strange that somebody who speaks Russian and Ukrainian would be sitting here?
What did they say about the brainwashing?
Mostly the... Louisa mentioned that since she had just come from the Ukraine, she, of course, is... had no problems identifying herself as a member of the secret police that are used to keep the people in the Ukraine under control. Her exact words were, my job has been eliminated because our task has been completed. And if the task has been completed and the job of the secret police is to keep people under control through demoralization, disarmament,
towers,
implants, whatever the means of control is, it's already done. She has no job. She's unemployed. She now has the ability to visit the beautiful United States and find out what she can do here. I don't know. Like, what else is there to do? What other country is there that's left that's not under control?
None.
When we look at it that way.
None.
We have to look at it from a lot of different other areas. I've been rather studious in my studies and trying to really look at everything, analyze it carefully, find out what works and what doesn't work, and take it from there. What good or what benefit it's going to have for your future or for the future of your children. And that's why I've made an in-depth study into the Constitution of the United States and how it is exactly written. For whom is it written? And is it still in effect?
I see. In your report, I got the distinct impression that these two people, have an occupational mentality. Just the whole tenor of this article was, we own you. You just don't know it yet. If you're impression of whether this is accurate and whatever your thoughts in the matter are.
That's a hard one to answer because, yes, the impression that was given verbally was, we do own you people and we do control you, but you don't know to what extent. And if we told you to what extent, you wouldn't believe us. This was coming across as basically nonverbal communication in her statement to me, why are you Ukrainians so stubborn and so bullheaded that you fight to the death for liberty, which you cannot have?
And which you haven't had for a long, long time.
Exactly. I think there are a lot of hidden meanings and a lot of hidden feelings that may have been brought out by the short thing that I wrote. I used to write a monthly newsletter for 7 years straight that was sent out all over the country. I haven't written anything since 1981. That was the first thing that I've written to anybody that had any meaning or had any purpose behind it since 1981. So I basically haven't written anything for 13 years. I hope that you were able to understand what I wrote.
How did you remember all that? Did you have a tape on you?
What I try to do is I'll memorize things and then replay them back to the sounding board. The sounding board at this point was Bill. And what I tried to do was take each sentence as it was given to me in either Russian or Ukrainian and then fit the right English word for it, play it to Bill, because Bill was there, sitting there and hearing all of this. He was making believe that he was reading, but I know better.
it's like,
you know, have you ever sat in a restaurant and there's a group of Spanish people sitting and you really want to know what they're saying and you don't understand them, but yet I can sit there and I understood what these people were saying about something from the contact. And I, of course, had to join in the conversation. And it was fun. It was a fun experience.
Now, let's share a little deeper fun. What fun it really would be for me just to take him back and let him relive that experience word for word. See? This is what you will come to be able to do. Now, without interrupting, I want this in a very conversational tone, but let us consider here for a minute. Don't you perceive from meeting these lovely people, absolutely doing a job, having done a job, and believe me, programmed well enough, that if you cross them, they're still going to do their job. Did you find any need to cross them? You know, you can discuss freedom, you can discuss what I'd like, brothers, what this might be, what that might be. Can you not understand how you can have an enemy? You do not have to join your enemy, but you can literally coexist during a period of evolution or evolvement. The ones that really are going to have the problem are the enforcers. And you see, you've got to take the younger men. You've got to train these younger people so that they will blow your head off if that is required of them. You have got to take away the code of ethics. And that has slowly taken place in America. You have, if you pay attention, you can watch them do it. Who is going to rise up in true arms about Waco? Now it's a good example because you could witness it. You have now had enough backup that you know what happened there pretty much. Not what they told you happened there, but do you see how it ended? Dirty old BATF, you know, they did a few wrong things, you know, they blew the surprise. They can lie to you, it doesn't matter what they say. The public wants to believe that, oh, you know, the James Bond did win this one. and oh, that nasty, dirty old Koresh, whether he's good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter. You see, you have a structured situation here where a point could be made. And so let's make it. They let the word leak out, oh, well, he had full plans to come and invade. Invade. That's the word, invade. Waco. Well, number one, that is such a stupid thing that it really didn't sell, so the one who told that one had to retract it and say, oh, well, but he said that was a test. You've got to be willing to kill for God. Well, right off the bat, you know that some nincompoop is making such a statement. But then you've got the pictures that show the flames coming out of the cannon on the front of the tank. Does it matter whether or not there were flames coming out of the front of the tank? The fact is, if you're going to put tear gas into a building, you don't go knock down the building and make big holes. And you especially don't make it where the people could come out that you're trying to tear gas to get them to come out, so they can't. So regardless of what all the lies were, you know, that there are enough in there to give you the story. And you've got the FBI man making his little statement every 15 minutes. So now the FBI had nothing to do with it. It's all written off. Just like October Surprise. We've investigated and we find that Reno's innocent, Clinton's innocent, everybody's innocent. And so now the case will be closed because Koresh, obviously, and his people committed suicide. We just burned ourselves all up. And so many of those little children had bullet holes in their head because they committed suicide. And they didn't want to hurt the children, so they shot them first. Intelligence, smart, says, that won't work. Now, why do you represent a serious, serious problem to the ones who are your enemy? As long as you work with me, precious friends, you represent no problem. Because our goal is different. That does not mean our goal is not to recover God's creation, but our intent and our function is not to gang up and go fight them. And by doing that, I can also bargain for you. They know that I have the capability of taking out the weaponry. They also know that the purpose of the messengers is not to come here to take out the weaponry. But they do know that if they come against my people, I will do that. That does not mean that I will take out all of the Russian armament, all of the United States armament, all of Israel's armament. You know, you've got nuclear weapons everywhere waiting to be blown off. But it's going to cost them something, too. So they're really not eager to do that, and it gets to be a big bargaining point, and you have to understand that you have levels of threat. But you have to remember something, that as you learn more about these Khazars, this magic word, spelled many ways, pronounced many ways, and different labels in different places. This is the basic Antichrist. You see, that's my enemy.
Anywhere I encounter that, that is my enemy. That does not mean Jews are my enemy, Indians are my enemy, Ukrainians are my enemy. Anywhere I encounter one who says, I am an atheist, I am not of God, I am going to use force, I am going to take your world, that is my enemy and should be yours if you are a constitutional free citizen. Now, there are several ways to handle enemies. One is to go shoot at each other. I got a bigger gun, I can do this to you. On the other hand, as long as I don't use a bigger gun than they do, you ones are safe. It doesn't get to a standoff. Not to that extent. You see, the ones that get that are real problems to us all are the ones who are going to show the world that I'm bigger than anything, and they are the mavericks, and they push the wrong buttons. They are the danger, not the hierarchy. Mr. Yeltsin isn't going to do anything to you. Mr. Kissinger knows damn well he better keep his nose clean as far as my scribe is concerned, because she made it within 3 weeks. She made it to the very number one on Mr. Kissinger's hit list. That is a very unhealthy place to put any of my people. For one thing, I will start tearing down their organization. You see, what has happened to the Mormon Church is more damaging to them in my hands than anything they've done up to now, because of the connections with Scowcroft and getting rid of some of their hierarchy that they had, which bordered on truth, to succumb to the political morass of the Freemasonry Illuminati and hook up with the Kissingers of the world. What is Kissinger? He is a Russian Jew. What does that mean? It means he is a Khazarian Zionist out to control the world. Mr. Kissinger? No. Henry Kissinger, that you will see, is a replica. Because what you don't understand is Russia is even more advanced than you, and you're advanced enough. And unfortunately, Israel was one of the creators of the capability of duplication in a great big hurry. They were the first to create a living virus. And God always will let you know this. When you can create death and damage to soul, death, literally death of soul energy, dissipation of soul energy, you've gone too far. So they're a little bit careful what they do and how they do it, because there are enough nuts around to undo the planet. Here's where we do come in. I don't have to interfere. All I have to do is de-energize. And I've done it at Vandenberg. And I sat right out in full view and did it at Vandenberg. Right after I told them I'm going to do it. And they can denounce, they can do anything they want to do, and they can have this big fit. And as they said, we're going to blow your ass out of the sky, sir. I said, I don't think so. And they just keep feeding. You know, if I lived on satellites, I'd be fat. What you need to hear, though, is the voice from the other side of the ocean. You see, the Ukrainians to the Muscovites could very well be the enemy, right? You see, they've also got capability. So they better team up and work pretty much against those Khazarian Jews, because they chose to call themselves that. So don't misunderstand the language. As long as two people communicate, they are understanding the other's language. Non-communication comes when one is speaking one language using the same linguistics as you do, but you're speaking something else. It's easier if you don't speak. And this is the very example that I've given. Dorma does not speak Russian. So why would I ever use her to speak to Russians? I would use a Russian. Or I would use someone who speaks the language. So don't give up on the possibility of writing a column regularly. I know where to put it. And you must begin to have wisdom in those columns. Not just, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? We better march on Washington. Not the way you're going to win your country and your freedom back. You're going to march through there. And then as you are able to reestablish, you will have something worthy of reestablishment. And maybe all of your leaders will not be dead. This is a time of sorting, not just for God, but for nations. And the very idealistic thing to have happen is to be able to single out. And they will give you all these tests. And you'll bite. How many are going to send away and make a claim against the government to get these billions of dollars back, file claims through their self? See, well, a lot will. Well, they're going to be marked off as pretty dodo brains. But how many are going to go take the spy training? Well, there can be some good things offered through spy training. But if you think you're going to save yourself from that beast, or the ones with those particle beam handguns now, phasers, with your pop gun and your wooden dagger, forget it. But you have to hear what they're saying. Would that protect you from somebody maybe coming over who doesn't know how to use his pop gun? And he comes and he wants something out of your house. You're dealing man to man now, and both of you are the enemy of the big boy, but they're not going to waste their time with you. They are going to train these gangs over here to come into bigger and bigger control, and then they can militarily put them down, take the guns, disarm. You see, Russia's disarmed. If you think that was a little show-and-tell the other day, that's exactly what it was. We can bring a big tank in here, and we are going to show you what we can do with that building. And Russia is disarmed. So when you hear Shevardnadze in Georgia say, come on into the city with your guns if you have them and let us take a stand, how long do you think they would last against the major Russian military arsenal? But some will do that. Some patriots will get up there on their soapbox and they will refuse to do this and they will refuse to do that. Alright, pretty soon they're going to get rid of you. They're either going to discredit you so that you are a laughing stock and no one follows you. They're going to do something. Now, you dissenters I'm not going to take your silly little health card. Aren't you? I want to tell you, if you're going to eat out there in a little while, you're going to take it. Now, does that put you in the beast? You're already there. What are you talking about? Does that put me in there? But everybody who refuses, do you see, sticks out like a sore thumb. I'm going to remind you as many times and as many days and as many meetings as I have to, take what is being offered to you, what they say they are doing, turn it in the opposite direction, listen to the opposite of what they're saying, and you will be nearly correct. It's the same approach. Use your wisdom. Gunther Rusbacher, quit letting Ray Ellen say we're going to pull down the entire CIA. They don't let you go. They won't ever let him go. Go in there and say, I am going to quit right this minute trying to pull down the CIA. If you'll help me get out of here, and let's see how much help we get. Does that make him evil and vile? No, it makes him alive. We don't need any more dead martyrs. They never were worth it. Hear me. I suppose a martyr, a true martyr, serves a purpose. But to me, it is a confounded cop-out. And an ego trip. I will go out in a blaze of glory. That is a detriment and a cop out. Don't tell me you're willing to die for me. Tell me you're willing to live for me, and I might listen. And then if you promise to keep your mouth shut, I'll really believe you. You do yourselves in. In your goodness, you do yourself in. In your do-goodness and goody-two-shoes-ness, you do your brother in. And you do your nation in. Because you stop using wisdom and go with emotion. And when you stop being an open threat to these people, and get them on your side, you will get out of those predicaments so that you can join our troops to get through this. So that when there is the rebuilding, there will be something and someone to build. You're going to be shocked. You in this room are not the enemy of the elite or their enemy. You are citizens. You are not just the empty mouths to be fed. Maybe you are the bargain for lambs. It doesn't matter. You are not their enemy. Contact paper is not the enemy of either the elite that we tattle on. You see, those tattlings have already been told. It bothers them that I get in there and I integrate everything. Because that's a reminder. And it really makes the Khazarians mad. But you see, for them it is a different thing. The truth out shuts them up. They cannot stand the light of truth shining on their lives. That is not the same level of truth giving that Ray Rennick stands against the judge and he calls him a murderer. That man holds power over your life here, Ray. And I am not allowed to interfere with what you are doing, Ray. That's your choice. So don't expect God to whisk you out of a cell. when you deliberately got yourself in there. The best I can do now is offer what will get you out. And if you are, as you say you are, one of the command's crew, you will be willing to come out to work for getting a remnant through. We will show you ways that you can have your brain. So that you can store things, so that you can do this and you can do that. But you're going to have to do it. And you're going to have to keep silent about it. But you will integrate it into your systems. And if your enemy comes looking for something, if you can see from a satellite what kind of Federal Reserve notes you have buried in your backyard, and they can tell you to the penny what it's worth and how the bills are arranged, then don't you think they will be able to find your little underground storage house?
We need to shut it off.
Where is it with him?
And yet, if you do it properly, you will be able to have what you need. Does that mean you're going to be able to have great abundance? Yes, but you may not perceive it to be that way. You see, what usually comes to mind is, oh, hot dog, finally, I'm going to get the gold. That means I'm going to own all the property. I'm going to be the big boss. And I'm going to tell everybody what to do. No, you're not. Not if you expect to get it through me. That's not the point. We do not need to replace one tyrant with another. That's the difference in God and Satan. God created Satan, now trying to get control. He's not going to win because those of God will be out of here. But you've got to play this thing out, don't you? It has to be played out. It's why you can take the young enlisted men. And to know what's going on, you may not know exactly what's going on, but pretty soon they will have told you by the little slip-ups. What are they protecting? Those Gulf War illnesses. What are they protecting? Oh, that nasty Saddam sent chemical, biological weapons against them. Must be. Oh, when they were trying so damn hard to get Saddam on any excuse under the sun, do you really think that happened? Or do you think that the United States had something to do with it? Either before, after, or during. But so many things come out, and the public will believe anything. It's your job to get informed enough that you don't believe any of that. Why? Why is it important? Because as long as you hold your connection with God and truth, they can't do anything to you. Are you trying to tell me, Commander, that they can't shoot me? No, not as long as you got that shield around, they can't even shoot you. But guess what? Most of you with the wrong intent are not going to keep that shield around, are you? And so, yes, indeedy, they can shoot you. You have to understand. They cannot brainwash you as long as you know truth. Period. It is the confusion and the listening to the little voices that they're piping in there, the instructions. Do you think down there in near Los Angeles that the young man who went in and killed four people in a gymnasium, an exercise place, and then killed himself, accidentally went in there and did that? Something told him to do it. If you don't clear those voices telling you things, and this is why this intensive training for you, because you get angry at me. You get angry at the people who serve me. You get personally ego involved in it, and somehow they've got it in for me, or I'm going to make them like me, or whatever, or I'm going to get them. I'll go play with the enemy. You're lost. You move out of that protection. You can be angry with God, but take it up with God. Don't move out of that protection to join the enemy, for goodness sakes. If you can't confront God and get it squared away, then there's not a prayer for you anyway. You've already fallen. You're just being sorted out. There is nothing says you can't get angry with God. But, consequently, there is nothing says God can't get angry with you.